The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here with Robin. Say hi, Robin.
Hello.
We just, I just cleared my throat in everybody's ear. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I should learn to do that before Chris says the mic is hot.
Yep.
But I didn't. Apologize. So let's talk to Glenn over there in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan. Robin, how you doing?
Doing wonderful. How are you?
Okay, I guess.
How you doing with this weather cooling off a little bit?
Well, I guess it's okay as long as it don't get way too much cold.
Yeah, I hear you. So
they can get as cool as they want as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, I like the cooler days, that's for sure.
That expo that you're supposed to be at, Harrington,
yeah.
What's the building or whatever are you going to be in?
We are not. Well, I think it's the only event that day. I think it is the Kent building that we're in.
Yes, it is.
There's the big. You'll see. There's the big exhibit building is open sides with a roof over, and I can't remember which one that is. But that's where the Dock Dogs is going to be.
Is that the Krillin?
No, that is not the Quillen building. It's behind that.
I mean, that one that you were just talking about, that open one.
Yeah.
There's an open Quillen, and then there's another open one
behind
it, closer to the slots. And that's the one that's going to be open for it. And then
Kent.
We're in the Kent building across from it, the closed building.
Yeah, it's closed building. Yep.
Okay.
So I have the blueprint here. I'll tell you the name of that other building in just a second. I got to get up and get it. So it's
not the what they call the one. It's not the one.
Not the big one right there in the parking lot. That's Quillen.
It's not the one. The grandstand. It's not the grandstand building.
I don't believe so. Okay. I don't believe it's the grandstand.
No, you go towards, you see what?
No, we're in the Dover building.
Okay, Kent building's the one that's
open. Kent's the open one, yeah. The Dover building, it's not, I mean, it's a big enough building, but it's not one of the biggest buildings on the lot. The Quillen, I think, is the biggest one.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, Dock Dogs is in the Kent building, which is 320 by 220, and then the Dover building is about 200 by 80 wide. So,
mm-hmm.
Yep. So we'll see. We'll see how it all goes.
Yeah, I'll get there. That other things, well, forest for the Saturday. There's a couple other things going on.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, no question. So, yep. But appreciate you asking.
Yeah.
So we do.
So.
Also, on Bucks, Bears, Stags, we got the record books on sale, 2-for-1, online now. If anybody's interested in the official, well, I won't say official yet, but the only Maryland record book for white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer that's ever been published was published by Bucks, Bears, Stags August of last year. That's the first one ever where everything's been compiled in one place. There's 200 pictures. There's 3,000 names in there. There's all kinds of stories about the biggest deer and the biggest bears in Maryland. And that's now on sale online at Bucks, Bears, Stags, bucks-bears-stags.com. So the price is $19.95 plus shipping and handling tax. You buy one, you get. We'll just automatically put another one in the package and send it to you if anybody's interested. How about that, Glenn?
Yep.
So.
That's good.
All right, buddy.
Yeah.
So. Well, anything planned for this week? Going to do any dove hunting or deer hunting yet?
Yeah, I've done some dove hunting.
Yeah.
No luck yet. Because I say I have very little area to shoot and try to get them to fall down in the open area, which is not very wide. Little areas. It's only about 80, it's 85 yards long, but it varies from about 6 or 8 yards wide to maybe 30 yards wide.
Yeah.
So, I do got another little area on the hillside, but when I've been there, I think I've seen a couple go across there. That's about it.
Right.
Or I hear them coming and turn to try to look at them. Don't get an eyeball. Just when you do see them, they're gone. Anyway.
Already gone, yep.
Already passed it. So.
Yep. Yeah. Gotcha, buddy. All right. Yeah. Cool. Well, maybe we'll see you at the show. If not,
hope we do.
We'll see you sometime.
Yeah, hope so. Hope you have something up, maybe a little closer to me.
I gotcha. Yeah. Well, we'll try that again. You know,
they keep looking.
We keep looking for locations. That's for sure.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll take care of it.
All right, buddy.
You too.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Bye.
Take care, Glenn. Bye-bye.
Have a good day.
Yes, yep. Indeed. So we got a text from Sam. It says, White will not whatsoever eat venison. He can't figure out why. He just had butterfly tenderloins with onions and green peppers and baked red potatoes. She says, no way. How can you eat those beautiful deer? Even though she loves those ugly pigs and cows. And those wonderfully clean chickens. Speaking of chickens, here, you know the age-old question, right? Our buddy Joe just ordered a chicken and an egg online. We'll see. Chris got that one.
What was it?
Joe ordered both a chicken and an egg online. We'll see.
Which comes first? Oh, God.
Anyway, why are we talking about eating critters today? Chris, I can't wait till you get some squirrels.
I'm counting down the days.
Yeah.
Come take care of a cricket first, please. You can practice.
Well, I was about to say.
Bring your pellet gun.
Okay.
Huh?
All right.
Yeah. Bring your pellet gun.
He sent me a salt and pepper bug blaster or something.
Salt and pepper bug
blaster.
No,
just a salt, the salt blaster. Salt. And I saw this when I was in Germany a couple years ago, and I found out that they have them here. But you can use just regular table salt and shoot flies.
Yeah.
There's a gun for it. It's called... A bug assault or something like that.
Yeah.
Bug assault, huh?
I think that's the name of the gun. I'm not 100% sure. I got it.
Please don't tell Robin.
No, I've already got it right here. Hold on,
geez.
Send it to me.
I knew she'd look it up.
No, I haven't looked it up. I watched a video.
Oh, even better. Even better.
Hey, look, you don't sit out here in the morning listening to this guy. Bug assault. B-U-G... hyphen A, hyphen salt.
Okay. Very good. Call him up, see if he wants to be a sponsor.
I don't care.
All right. Hey, the X-Bolt is extremely accurate, bolt action, big game hunting perfection. It's made by Browning. The X-Bolt comes in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers with an adjustable feather trigger, detachable rotary magazine. That is the standard... walnut, blued steel version. Beautiful firearm. Comes in a lot of different connotations, whatever you like. that's also available in synthetic. Then there's the upgrade, the Hell's Canyon X-Bolt. Comes in three different models, the Speed, the Long Range, and the McMillan models. Urban, arid urban camo, composite stock, a Cerakoted finished barrel that's fluted, a Sporter barrel with a threaded muzzle brake, detachable rotary magazine, a short throw bolt, adjustable trigger, etc., in select calibers. So if you're looking for a big game rifle, bolt action, check out the Browning X-Bolt series at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. So, Robin, when I met you, you had this back room that we're sitting in now, and it was basically
a storage room.
Storage room. And now we've converted it into this beautiful great room. But sitting on the south side wall was a fireplace.
With a wood stove in it.
Yeah. And the wood stove came out because it was never used. And then there was a hole there. And the fireplace was never used because it blew smoke into the room and everything else. So we fixed all that, right? Rather than that hole sucking out air out of the, or sucking heat out of the room. We filled that hole with a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's. They did the installation. They have serviced it in the past. They've followed up with us on any question we've ever asked. And we both enjoy the convenience of the remote control. The beauty, because it's got a nice rustic frame around it, looks wonderful, and blends beautifully with the stone. And the 1830-ish mantle that's on there. And we love the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know what? They carry the Enviro that we brand that we have, the Regency. And here's the thing. That remote control, that all works on a computer chip. Right, Robin?
Yep.
So we have a worldwide shortage of computer chips right now. If you're thinking about a gas fireplace insert remote control like ours, you need to act pretty quickly because once the supply is gone, who knows what's in the pipeline. You can select a new pellet grill, a gas grill, electric grill, or wood stove, electric stove or wood stove. Wait a minute, let me start that over. You can select a new pellet stove, gas stove, electric stove, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, whatever you need. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for that weather. That cold weather is going to be around pretty soon. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's the fireplace. We'll be right back.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie.
Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Line X is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Now, Red Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup. I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party.
I love you,
Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Now, I really love how you're easy to stack, but I really hate how you're easy to crack.
Yep.
When beer runs down in front of my back, well, that, my friends, is quite yucky. But I have to admit that the ladies get smitten, admiring how sharply my first name is written on you with a Sharpie when I get to hitting on them to help me get lucky.
Red Solo Cup.
All right, let's talk to Mike from Finksburg. We're just having too much fun here. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Hello, Alan. I got a chicken joke for you first, okay?
Go ahead.
You ever seen the three-legged chicken?
Never seen a three-legged chicken.
Well, I did, and I was on the road, and I chased it, and I was going 20 miles an hour. Then it went 30 miles an hour, and it kept up with me. I went 40. It was still keeping up with me, and it turned into a farmer's house.
Uh-huh.
So I went to the farmer, and he's out in the yard, and I said, you got a three-legged chicken? He said, yeah, I raise them. And I said to him, I said, how they taste? He said, well, I have a wife and me and my son, so we figured we had a three-legged chicken, we'd raise them. And I said, how'd they taste? He says, never can catch them, buddy. Never can catch them. Raise them.
Never catch one. So Phil texted me back and said, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The egg comes first because we have them for breakfast.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Made sense.
Yep.
You ate chicken for breakfast. I ate chicken for breakfast.
When?
I always eat cold chicken for breakfast.
Not
just
me.
Fried chicken.
Oh, you had
a chicken sandwich for breakfast yesterday.
I did. Yep, you're right. So,
hey, fried chicken's good cold. I love it.
Oh, I do. I love fried chicken for breakfast. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
You guys are making me hungry.
It's as good as when it's hot.
Exactly.
Hey, I want to talk some hunting, too. I'm in the reservoir, near the reservoir.
Yep.
And I have a bedding area on my property.
Okay.
And last year I had 12 does, and only two had babies. They each had one. One was a little doe, one was a
right.
button buck. Well, the one that had the button buck, that buck is a four-pointer now.
Mm-hmm.
Still with the mom, and she has one baby again this year.
Right.
And out of the 12 does that I have on my property that stay here, I only got three babies this year. Because
hmm.
the coyotes. When they were having their babies, the coyotes came in. We couldn't hear the coyotes. They were real quiet.
Yeah.
But all the mothers came down, and they were around my cars. And it was 1 in the morning, and they were all looking up the hill. And only two or three, I think, babies survived.
Wow.
They got the rest. So them coyotes are getting bad, man.
They are
That's
bad.
Funny. I just got a video of a coyote. When he started talking,
we got bad ones here, man.
They're bad all over the state. I talked to a guy earlier this week who took a really nice buck and had to call the dog to find it. And AJ Bartolinski with Blood Trailing Dogs of Maryland went out and helped him find it. And I looked at some of the pictures and I said, you know, that's a beautiful deer. I'm sorry to see the coyotes got it. And he goes, yeah, they did. I said, but, you know, you got the cape off of it. You got the, you know, you got the front half, basically. And he said, yeah. And I took it to a taxidermist friend of mine who has mounted some of these short-haired early season velvet bucks. But what a beautiful velvet buck. And it was Montgomery County, you know. Wow. And I know that Montgomery County is overloaded with coyotes. I mean, overloaded. And why Wildlife and Heritage won't admit that they're harming the deer population, I don't know.
Oh, they are. They
oh,
are.
I know. I know they are.
And I'll tell you another thing. We got two black bears here, too, in Liberty.
Oh, I don't. That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't
surprise me. They're right at the 20 in Eldersburg at 26th Bridge.
Yep.
They're mainly by the houses, though.
Oh, yeah.
I went to Dairy Queen the other day, and somebody got pictures at Dairy Queen getting in the dumpster.
Oh, wow. That's cool. That's
yeah, so
cool.
They're here.
So, they're oh, yeah. They're
by London Fog in Eldersburg.
Yeah, and they're right where it is.
That's right where they're at.
No kidding.
They on that side because there's a big cliff goes down to the water and nobody goes down there.
Right. Yeah, and that terrain doesn't bother bears. I mean, you go out to Western Maryland and you'll there are bears all over Bear Creek and it's nothing but a sheer drop off. And when I harvested mine in 2015, the landowner said we're going to let it go because if we push it, you know, you don't want it getting down over that bank to down towards the creek because, you know, it's just an effort that you don't want to make to try and get it out of there. So, understandable.
The other year, 30 years, and they always took the bears out of here when they come down from the north, from Bexar County. But these bear have been, the one bear's been here for 4 years now.
Yeah.
And they don't take it out.
No, there's too many of them, and they can't relocate every bear in Maryland. There's too many of them. They're expanding the range, and, you know, that's a good thing. So,
yeah.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Okay,
thanks,
see you,
Mike.
Bye.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We are still giving fish and tackle away end of this month. This is the last month for that. I'm waiting to hear from the folks at CVA, Connecticut Valley Arms, on muzzleloader giveaway. Believe it or not, just last week we delivered the one from December, and I was embarrassed, actually, because I hadn't gotten it to the fellow. We met it on York Road, but Norman was very, very happy to get it. And his dad is a longtime listener of the radio show. So we appreciate that. You know, 32 years, babe, coming up on 33 in December.
I know. Is it our anniversary or a day before or after or something?
2 days after. Yeah, 2 days after. So, which is kind of cool. We should have held off a little bit and got married on the anniversary of the radio show.
Uh-huh.
Nothing. Didn't say anything.
Oh, that would have been another 2 years later. When it would have been on a Saturday, we could do it. So.
Okay. Oh, that's right. It was a Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. I like Glenn. You know, he gives me a hard time every time I go in. And he's got a little different personality, but he does know what he's talking about. Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach carries Matthews, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond, Hoyt, and now the PSE EVO line for dealers only. Okay? Select dealers are allowed to carry the PSE EVO line. You won't find it in a big box, but Len has it. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point, and they do have some Ravens in stock. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all of that will be mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow and my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey, he's top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks and Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow. A loaner, you know, as in a bank loan, not a L-O-N-E-R, you know, like a lone wolf. No, a loner. Cross, folks, so you won't miss any days of hunting. Macrotech's the certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton Crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Riviera Beach, macrotecharchery.com. Visit their Facebook page. Phone number, easy to remember, 410-789-7777. 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. Yes, they do. We'll be right back.
There'll be some areas of fog to start off this Saturday and possibly an isolated shower early as well. Then some sun will begin to break through during the afternoon hours as the high temperature eventually warms up to 87, which is 8 degrees above average for this portion of September. Dry overnight with a clear sky, light winds. The end result, a low dropping down to 66. A little bit cooler for Sunday tomorrow. Expect sunshine at a high near 83. And then on Monday, a partly cloudy sky to start off the week with a high once again in the low 80s. I'm Jeff Marr from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbenders Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
First thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. One and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, cause Mama tried.
All right, we have a very long-distance caller on the line. Let's talk to David. Good morning, David. How are you this morning?
Hi, David.
Hey, morning. Hey, we went about 2 weeks after that hurricane, right?
Right.
Yes.
Right? 2 weeks?
Just
something
about.
Like that, yeah.
Yeah, so as people are starting to get back outside, they're probably noticing huge erosion, you know, like the wash-throughs, the washouts. Mm-hmm. And so are a lot of people doing anything to, repair all of that stuff? You drag a couple of dead trees across a real bad washout, it can kind of rebuild.
Oh, sure. Sure.
So are people trained, or are they doing anything? Here we are 2 weeks away. Are people going out this weekend to take care of some of that?
Well, as far as I know, Brian, I mean, we weren't hit that hard here. I mean, we had some flooding and other areas did, but...
we didn't get hit hard.
No, but
well,
people were pretty...
listenership, but do you get up into southern New Jersey? They got it good, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah, they did. That's for sure.
Yeah, we can go anywhere with art, so...
Yeah, I mean, like when I was a teenager, some friend of mine's dad bought an old cattle parcel, and it had horrible, I mean, the hooves, they had so much erosion and torn up. And so, we'd go out in the afternoon and just drag dead trees into the gullies and, you know, do what you can to kind of let the seed. In fact, that's another thing, with a lot of flooding, you can lose all the seeds that used to be there.
That's
and
true.
You got to wait till next year for the next batch of seeds. So,
yeah. David, what's your background?
Oh, I just my mother, was a big outdoors woman, so we were hiking. Shoot, I was 5 years old, and we'd go out for half a week picking blackberries.
Yeah,
cool.
You've got your own issues out there in California, where you're from, don't you? With the fires
I'm from St. Louis, but yeah.
Oh, I thought you said you were from California.
Yeah, well, I was five in St. Louis, but
calling from California.
San Francisco, yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, and the California, it's all related to global warming.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any snowpack.
Right.
So our snowpack used to last till, sometimes all the way through the summer, sometimes. Mm-hmm. But usually it'd be melted by June or July.
Right.
These years... We had our worst one was it was all gone by January.
Yep.
This year, I think we made it up into March.
Got it.
So it's like the snow is melting. All it takes is enough degrees over 32 to make sure that snow doesn't stay for, the entire season.
Sure.
And so the water from the mountains goes down the hill to be captured, put in canals,
right,
and sold to farmers.
Yep.
And so the dry
has nothing to do with the mismanagement of the forest resources, does it?
No, not well. I mean, the mismanagement is that they suck all the water off the mountains to sell downstream, and they dry out the mountains. If you want to say mismanagement, that's got to be it. because all of that undergrowth used to be, you know, it would keep it cool and damp. I mean, I've walked through those redwoods all the time, and they were cool and damp. And you know, in the middle of what you would call a normal summer, they live on fog out there.
And they used to clear the underbrush, didn't they? They used to have controlled burns to clear the underbrush in a lot of the western states. And they would send teams of people out there to do that to preserve those sequoia trees.
Well, every part of the, you know, we're a tall state, right? I mean, the Mexico border all the way up to Oregon. So, you know, there's a lot of different parts of the state. You know, we got Death Valley and we got the coolest rainforest.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we did, because those old boys were making, it's funny, you know, the Charles Hurwitz was this guy, he was a junk bond salesman, and he ended up accidentally buying the Headwaters Forest and a huge amount of redwoods. I think he bought Georgia Pacific.
Yeah.
In a junk bond scheme or something like
mm-hmm.
that. And so it's like a gambler ends up with a forest of redwood trees that are mm-hmm. thousands of years old, right?
Well, I'll tell you what, David, listen, we've got other callers
he only
waiting.
Got the interest on the debt.
David.
He sold them, and he only got the interest on the debt. Of
David, we have to let you go, Chris.
Sure. So,
thank you very much. We'll take care of that. We'll Google that name and take a look at that situation. So let's talk to Henry from Baltimore. Good morning, Henry. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Hey, Henry.
Hey, yeah, the events, do you do hand sanitizer at mass and things like that?
That's take precautions that are needed at each event depending on how it is.
That's right.
Right. Okay. So when is the next one's coming up? Pretty soon, or did it pass? The event that you had out there.
We have one coming up October 1st.
1st, 2nd, 3rd. We'll be there the 2nd and 3rd. It's in Harrington, Delaware, if you can make it, at the state fairgrounds.
Okay.
Okay. All right, buddy. All right. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Henry.
Let's talk to Lou. Good morning, Lou.
Hey, how are you this morning?
Doing well.
Hey,
how are you?
Fine. I want to relate a deer hunting story. I'll keep it real short, and then you comment on it. No. It might be good advice to deer hunters. One of my customers, he was relating a story to me that he was in a deer stand 2 years ago on property that he leased to hunt, and somebody came through on a ATV.
Right.
So he told the guy, he said, you know, I've leased this land. Don't come through here on your ATV.
Right.
And it got into a verbal.
I'm sure.
And the guy on the ATV said, well, I will have your guns. And the fellow on the ATV told the police that this hunter pointed a gun at him. And with the red flag call, the police went to his house, confiscated his firearms. It took him $20,000 in 2 years to get his guns back.
Oh, my goodness.
And now he wears a body camera when he goes deer hunting. It might be, you know, we have this red flag law.
Oh, my gosh, isn't that something?
So it might be a good idea for hunters to consider wearing body cameras. So,
I hope it never comes to that. Or I hope I never have a confrontation with anybody.
Yeah, I mean, you know, how do you protect yourself? Yeah, and there is an element in... Well, every state that, you know, people are opposed to hunting.
Well, yeah. Here's the other thing, though. There's a hunter harassment law in Maryland.
Oh.
Okay, so your guy could have filed a lawsuit against the ATV guy. And I don't know why I didn't think of that, but we do have, it is illegal to harass a hunter in Maryland.
Oh, well, anyhow, it's just a word of advice. Hunters, you know, and I love hunters, and I used to hunt a lot, but...
Well, hunters also need to be aware of their rights as well.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, I'll let it go with that. Thank you, fellas. Enjoy.
All right, well, I mean, his lawyer should have known that. His lawyer and the judge should have known that.
Well, I don't know. Maybe they did, but that's where the story
that's ended crazy.
Here on my phone, you know.
Got it.
Yep. Okay, thank you.
All right, man, thank you.
Have a super day.
Bye-bye. Clyde Sports Shop. You know, I didn't talk much about fishing because hunting season's here, but Clyde is your full-line fish and tackle dealer, too. They've got those pen rods and reels and the Shakespeare rods and reels, including the Ugly Stick. They've got the St. Croix rods. They've got, man, they've got all kinds of fishing tackle, and they'll put new line on your spools for you. They've got lures for every kind of fishing you can want. You want to do, from panfish to snakehead to rockfish. They got the circle hooks for the rockfish fishermen, and you know, it's just everything for crabbing too, the traps and the pots and the nets and the bait. They carry live bait, frozen bait, minnows now that the temperature's cooling down a little bit, the minnows will be back in stock. You can find anything for fishing that will help your success at Clyde Sports Shop, and crabbing as well. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit number 9. The phone number there is 410-242-6108, 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Why not stop by and see them today? They're open 7 days a week. Very nice people, very good service. Glad to reach out and help you, that's for sure. So, hey, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island knows fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, they've got those pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe and Big Green Egg, all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by Real Fire, R-E-A-L-F-Y-R-E, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening? Gas wall fireplaces can add a special look to any room, and gas fire tables are a distinctive addition to your deck or your backyard. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44, and be ready for that cold weather. It's coming soon. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
My freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money,
and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call. I'm gonna keep my big B.A., keep my friends the same. Keep the government out of my business and y'all can keep the change. This country sure as hell been going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? I'll keep the USA and y'all can keep the change.
Dang, I love that guy.
So, Fox and friends, want to put me down? Ask for my opinion, then twist it all around. Supposed to be talking about my father's new CD. Well, two can play that gotcha game. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me.
This don't tread on me,
sure
Hank.
All right.
Chris, any callers on the line?
No, sir. Line is empty, and we probably sneak in maybe one more.
Maybe one more. Yeah, maybe. It's time. It's time. We can do that. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Somebody call and ask for Robin. Wake her up. She's nodding off here. We don't like that.
I've been up since 1:30.
Well, it's a personal issue.
Well, as soon as we are off the air, I will be snoring.
I
don't know. The minute I get off the air, then I get untired again. It's a cruel joke.
Untired?
Untired. It's a cruel joke.
Okay. Well, we love having you here.
I like being here.
We don't have a caller here. Let me read something to you.
Uh-oh.
No. You'll like this.
Maybe.
Yeah. This is from Chuck. Alan, with the addition of your beautiful wife to your radio show, I have to say this has truly made the show even better. And I did not think it was possible. It added another view and voice to the show. Your show makes me smile. Thank you.
Cool. I like that. It makes me feel good. I like being here. I never thought I would. Like I've said, people who didn't listen when I first started, I didn't say anything. Now Alan wishes I wouldn't say anything. But...
No, I don't. I'm glad you chime in.
When you agree with me.
Not necessarily. I mean, there's two sides to every story. You know, some people think... Never mind.
Deer meat stinks?
Yeah, some people think deer meat stinks. Some people think that, you know, climate change is responsible for every bit of weather that we have.
Alan?
Robin? I want to ask Chris this question.
There you go, Chris. I'm out of the hook.
Chris. Maybe he's screening a call.
He's probably scared to answer you.
No. The question is simply this. If we haven't had eons of tropical storms and tornadoes and hurricanes forming where they form in the Gulf, coming up across the... Why does the coastline of the United States look like it does?
Huh?
You've got, if you look at...
I know.
If you look at the profile of the United States, those hurricanes with those winds, swirling winds, have been coming up our coastlines for eons. They've been hitting the same spot, Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina. You look at our coastline, and when there's a storm moving, you see the path of the storm. It's usually within a few degrees of the same place. they either hit the Gulf on the left side of Florida, or they hit the coast on the right side of Florida, and those big storms have formed our coastline over eons.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
This is not something new that we're having five or six storms. I mean, back when I was a kid, we'd had these big hurricanes and earthquakes and, you know, all this stuff that's now being blamed on something that man has created in his mind. So
anyway, you got a caller.
Who's our caller?
JR.
Good morning, JR, buddy.
Hey, Al, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
I just wanted to say thanks for last week. We had our tournament Sunday in Rock Hall for Wyatt's Heroes. And,
yep.
It was a huge success, bigger than we've ever had before.
Good.
I've been a little busy this week and haven't got everything together yet, but I'm working on it.
But, gotcha.
We know that feeling.
Just wanted to say thanks.
Sure, man. Sure.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you're doing today or whatever, but I am actually headed to the East Newmarket Firehouse for a decoy show for the Delmarva Decoy Club. Anybody?
Oh, wow.
Decoys and that kind of related stuff.
Okay.
Oyster cans, all kinds of neat stuff.
Cool, man. Cool.
We're looking for something. I asked what was going on today.
Now you know.
There it is.
I think gotcha, buddy.
It's open at 8 o'clock, so they'll be there till after lunch. So.
Perfect.
Thank you
so much.
Thanks,
JR. Appreciate it, buddy.
Yep. Thank you all.
All right. Take care.
Have a good one.
Yep. Bye bye. All right. 410 to be. Nah, we don't have time. There's the music.
Yeah,
I was going to give
time.
The number.
Go ahead. Call in now.
No, don't call in now. Sorry. There's the music.
Okay.
Robin.
What?
You got to say something.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy the day, enjoy your family, and just enjoy this life.